Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Okay, welcome back to God Invention Radio. Steve Allen from Allen Marketing. He is a sales rep that hit the turf in Texas. Where in Texas, Oklahoma? Where'd you say?
Texas,
where the territories
Oklahoma,
you used to cover?
Louisiana and Arkansas.
Where's that?
Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
Okay, and are you still working as a sales rep now?
Oh yes.
Okay,
sure.
And what particularly? What's your focus at this time?
My focus now is Home Shopping Network. I specialize on highly demonstrable, unique items that need explanation, that can be explained on TV in a matter of somewhere between 4 and 12 minutes, and that are exciting enough to get somebody off the couch and to the phone to place an order.
Okay, sounds good. And you're still doing that now? You're taking a look at products and so forth?
Oh, certainly.
Great.
Okay, give us your contact info. My contact would probably be best at my email address, which is sallen4172@aol.com.
Okay, great. So, Steve, we were talking, you mentioned that you were in the housewares industry as
yes.
a sales rep, but are there different types of sales reps?
Oh, there are. The reps are just about as varied as the sands, so to speak. Rep organizations can be anything from one person to a multi-person group with hundreds of people that cover the whole country. They're reps in all industries. Hypothetically, for example, if you have an electronics rep, he could be selling consumer products to retailers, or he could be selling components to manufacturers of electronic products, or there's plumbing or home building, anything. My specialty, of course, is housewares. They also, the other thing that people, probably your people might like to know is there are all different kinds of reps, but not, I don't mean that as far as industries go, but for example, a lot of people who are starting from scratch and really have little or no sales and marketing experience need what is called a master rep. And a master rep is generally a rep who has contacts all over the country, and you hire that person to actually help you with the marketing, as well as set up a network of reps all over the country to cover specific geographic areas or specific account types, whichever.
A master rep.
Right. That would be a master rep. Mm-hmm. Then most reps are like me. I would be what you'd call a regional rep. They cover generally a specific geographic area, like I cover, for example, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. I happen to have one special account outside my territory, which is Home Shopping Network. Then, on the other hand, the third type of rep is the one who sells only the specific accounts and practically live at those accounts. And like I said, my specialty right now is home shopping. There are people, for example, who sell only to Home Depot and Lowe's. There are people who sell only to Walmart or only to, you know, various accounts. So reps can come in all sizes, shapes, and colors.
Very interesting. When I was inquiring about reps, I went to let's say like the housewares industry, and I started to call around, and that's actually how I met you back in the day.
Yes.
But somebody mentioned to me that you should stay away from master reps over regional reps because they're not going to do as great of a job as you would do, or
well,
you know, you as the individual inventor would do.
I would probably disagree with you on that, only because most people, and maybe I'm overgeneralizing here, and if I am, I apologize. More often, you can have the best product or the best idea in the world, but if you don't know how to sell or market it, that product will build up in your closet. And just like the, it's just, it, in this country, nothing happens till somebody sells something. And the key with a master rep, if they're good, now don't misunderstand me, there are some master reps who are terrible, who do little or nothing for you. On the other hand, there are master reps who have a network that's just unbelievable of reps like me, for example. Like, I have three different master reps that I work with who send me lines on a regular basis because they know that I will take care of those lines in this territory. So the master rep doesn't go out and sell all over the country. The master rep finds people like me to sell in my area.
Okay. I I had a great experience with a master rep, but I remember somebody warning me not to use a master rep. That's why I mentioned it and just put it out there.
Sure.
Yeah, it makes sense. So you talked about finding that good rep. So where do you find them? How do you find them, and where do you find them?
Well, actually, most rep categories have an organization. In general, not all, but a lot of the bigger ones. For example, one organization that stands out I've been a member of off and on for 25, 30 years is a group called MANA, M-A-N-A. That's Manufacturers Agents National Association. Now, they have a sort of a general membership. I've gone to some MANA meetings, for example, and I've met guys who sell plumbing accessories and guys who sell building supplies and people who sell housewares and et cetera, all different kinds of things. On the other hand, the organization that is for my own group is called the IHRA, which is International Housewares Rep Association. They're headquartered in Chicago, which is the home of the Houseware Show, and they specifically have in their membership housewares reps.
Okay.
Now, that's one way of finding a rep. A second way, which I find to be maybe a little better sometimes, is if you can find a company that is selling a product that would be in the same category your product is, usually they're very happy to recommend their reps because it gives their reps another reason to see the buyers more regularly. And often these companies will recommend very, very good reps to you. And
of course, that's interesting. That's an interesting strategy.
And of course, the other thing, too, is you can always go to a potential account and say, you know, I have this new product. Show it to one person. If that person's enthusiastic about them, say, who do you know that might like to sell this for me? Just ask the account, because the accounts, I used to get probably 50% of my recommendations from two different accounts in my territory.
Do the buyers end up, let's say an inventor or somebody comes to a buyer, mm-hmm. Does the buyer end up telling an inventor to go to a sales rep?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I guess I didn't say it very clearly, but that's precisely what happened. I had several buyers who they knew I took good care of them, and I would usually get the phone call.
That's very interesting. I like the fact that somebody that has a product out there, if I have a product similar, I can call up that company and ask who their sales reps are. I see on people's websites sometimes that if they end up having something to buy, you know, looking into how to distribute the product, they usually have the sales reps listed.
That's true.
Very interesting. So there's, in the different industries, are different organizations that have sales reps association in a way?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
I know the electronics industry does. I know the home building industry does.
Okay, there's not one set website. Like that MANA, for example, M-A-N-A, is that for every industry?
Not exactly. MANA is just has a kind of a general membership, but they might very well I think they would probably refer you to if it were another completely different, very specific industry, they'd probably refer you to the right people if you talk to the MANA people.
Okay. And anybody can sign up for these organizations to be a part, be a member?
Actually, to become a part of MANA, you either have to be a manufacturer's rep or a manufacturer.
Okay.
But if you're an inventor and you've got a product, sure, you can sign up for it.
So realistically, if I end up, and I want to talk about trade shows eventually, but
sure.
When you go to a trade show is another good way to find good reps, right?
Yes, it can be. If you can spend enough time with people to find out if they really are good and can check them out a little bit, there are some very, very good reps and there are some mediocre to bad reps, just like any other business. And sometimes, when you go to a trade show, you can meet someone, you like their personality, you think they're really great people, they talk a really good story, and you give them your line, and you don't hear from them again for 3 months. So,
that's the thing. I mean, how do you know a good rep from a bad rep? And it's the same thing like anything else that we always talk about as inventors on the show. is doing your research and asking the right questions. And obviously, you know, if they're representing other companies or products, you ask them what products, right? I mean,
right.
You kind of put them on the spot.
You have to ask them a lot of questions. But the other thing is, and I come back to the referral, is to me, a referral from a customer, for example, is the best reference, because that means that customer feels he's being taken good care of by the rep, and that's an indication that rep's probably pretty good at what he does. Because they would not want that rep handling another product to them if they're not doing a good job.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And then at the trade shows also, when there's products that are being displayed there and you know, somebody's interested in buying it, they most likely will refer them to their sales rep in that territory.
Exactly.
If somebody comes to them and says, yeah, I'm interested in placing an order, I'm in Louisiana, say, there's Steve Allen.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then you would take over the transaction and
sure.
work the purchase order.
Sure.
Would they end up taking it themselves directly, or they that's their agreement is to take it from you, to give it to you?
Oh, you mean the manufacturer?
Yeah.
If the manufacturer, you know, if they have an agreement with me already, even if they take the order, I would still receive credit for it if it was in my territory, because I'd be following up on it and doing all the follow-up work, which is frankly a lot more than the original sale. The sale's the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Okay. Well, we're going to learn more from Steve Allen from Allen Marketing. He's a master sales rep, giving us great information on Got Invention Radio. Just a quick announcement. Need to know how to package your invention for retail? Read all about it in December's issue of Inventor's Digest, coming soon. All right, we'll be back in a moment on Got Invention Radio on WFRadio.com, worldwide leader in internet talk.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business. Business.